All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we're in studio today with Jeff Kimber and Dennis Vogler, event organizers for the Lander Wings and Wheels Air Show, Fly-In and Car Show. It's happening this Saturday from 8 to 2 p.m. at Hunt Field. It's a yearly event that happens. It's been going on for nearly 20 years now. It's put on by the Lander Area Pilots and Hangar Owners Association, also known as LAPAHOA, along with the City of Lander. Before we talk about the event and everything that's going to be happening that day, how are we doing today, fellas?
Oh, we're doing just great. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Doing great. Thanks for letting us come in.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming in. I've known about this event for a number of years. I've been to it a couple times. Didn't get to go to last year's, but really looking forward to it this year. It sounds like you guys have a lot of amazing things going on. Would one of you just kind of give us a little background info on what the event is before we talk about this one specifically?
Well, I'm mostly going to be speaking about the air show, and that is the kind of fly-in, which is aircraft operators, pilots, mm-hmm. that have come into the area from all around the state and from out of the state, and like to get together and just have fun, have some events, and get together and schmooze and share airplane stories and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot of interesting people going to be up at the airport, and we'd love to see you in that respect.
Awesome. Yeah, so it's been going on for a number of years. You're focusing on the fly-in part. What can people expect at the event? Starts at 8 a.m. What's all going to be going on that day?
Okay, I'll jump in here and just fill you in. So at 8 o'clock, we start the event off with a Kiwanis breakfast. They're going to set up and take care of everybody and provide breakfast. At 8 a.m. approximately, we have a MX, a carbon fiber, very lightweight, aerobatic airplane, gonna do a little exhibition to start the show off, and we're really looking forward to that. This gentleman that's coming in is he's an amazing fella. We're just learning more and more about him, but he has let me look here through my notes here. So the gentleman's name is Ty Rame. He's out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's a professional pilot, a lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force Reserves, and has earned combat medals for his military service.
Oh, wow.
He has discovered the Lander area and is spending time here. And his what he really loves most about our area is our community, our quaint little airport, and our mountains. And he loves to fly and spend time flying through the Wind River Range. So he happens to be here, so he's going to put on a little show for the crowds.
It's going to be like a little oasis here for him then.
Yeah.
If those are all checkmarking all the boxes for him, this is the place to be.
Correct. Like the rest of us, he absolutely loves our community in the area, so we're just privileged to have him be here with us. So at 8:30, we have a real special presentation that's going to be active at the airport, and that's going to be we've got two North American T3 warbirds, radial engine, round engine warbirds that are going to be here for the event.
Awesome.
Really spectacular. They make a lot of noise.
Those are the loud fellas right
there.
Yeah,
yeah. Yep. They were a trainer for World War II, an advanced trainer for World War II. And so a gentleman by the name of John Bagley out of, I believe he's out of Rexburg, Idaho.
Okay.
He's been here numerous times. He's got a museum full of antique World War II era, and I guess Vietnam era, but a whole group of warbirds, and he's bringing down two of them for us to experience here for the community.
So that's a real treat.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. It's going to be great. At 9 o'clock, we're going to be saluting our service members, and when I say service members, we're talking about not only military, American Legion, ROTC, National Guard, the VFW, but also our service members here in our own community,
mm-hmm.
ambulance service, highway patrol, sheriff, life flight, highway patrol, everyone that looks after us and takes care of us here in our community. Our community is very thankful and lucky mm-hmm. to have these folks, and we want to do a special tribute to them and their families who are right there on board with these folks that are day-to-day suited up taking care of us.
Totally.
That's going to be a really nice event, so we're looking forward to that.
We'd really like to see lots of people come and show them your appreciation.
Absolutely. The more the merrier. We really want to put it on a nice event for those folks and show them what they mean to our community. After that, the warbirds are going to go up again and do a little demonstration around, do some air work. It'll be really spectacular to watch these folks. After that, we're going to have some flower bombing and some spot landings.
Now, explain to me, I saw that on the itinerary. What is flower bombing?
Well, what we do is we give our pilots and sometimes our co-pilots small paper bags of flour all taped up, and they get to fly around the aircraft pattern on the airstrip, and there's a big blue barrel out there kind of on the runway, and they are using that as a target, and so they're able to demonstrate their flying skills to come in, go slow at a certain altitude above this, and try to hit that thing right on the mark if possible. And it's kind of fun, whether they hit it or not. There's a big old poof of flour and things like
that.
Oh,
and I'm sure the kids love it. I mean, everyone loves it, but the kids especially.
Absolutely. And the pilots really like it, too. So hopefully we'll have a number of people that want to, take part in that. And then there's always a landing spot that is kind of a skills training thing to put your airplane down right smack on that spot. So that'll be part of it also. But, small, lightweight, slow-flying airplanes going around the pattern.
Awesome. I look forward to that. That sounds way fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. After that, we have some ultralights, two ultralights. They're going to participate in the flower bombing and the spot landing. But pretty much everyone gets a kick out of watching these super lightweight ultralights fly around. And it lets people know that anyone can fly. That's a good way to get started, inexpensive way. You got to be brave to fly an ultralight.
Yeah, I like watching a guy fly around the airport basically in a powered lawn chair.
Yes, yeah. But it's exciting. These are really great folks. They're both coming in from Riverton, so that'll be fun to watch. And so we're going to do a Warbird honor flight also. That's where we take two veterans from our community that have done so much for us.
Awesome.
And they're going to have the opportunity to fly with these T3 pilots and have a great time. So
it's a way, it's a really cool and interesting way to honor them. I like that.
Yeah, we do that every year. We try and get that done. And we've had some amazing folks from the community have the ability to go back up again.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that.
Yeah, this is the wheels aspect of the Wings and Wheels show. There is going to be some cars there, right?
Yep, that's right. We have a car show presentation also. That's being sponsored by the Car Quest of Lander.
Okay.
Ryan there has put a lot of effort in organizing and putting this together. It's just another great way for families to get out and see the amazing automobiles in our area. And
Well, that's nice because it's something to do kind of in between some of the other events. You can watch one of the flights, then come over and check out some cars.
Well, speaking of things to do, we also have a number of food vendors that will be there also.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You're talking to the right guy there now. Now I'm listening.
Exactly. Well, if you're having fun out there in the sun, you want to have some good cold refreshments. And
we're calling it our Food Alley.
Food Alley.
There's going to be the Philly food truck's going to be there, RJ's Barbecue. We've got snow cones. We're working on some of the hot dog vendors and caramel corn truck. Hopefully they're going to be there. But there'll be plenty to eat, plenty of refreshments and different things in the hot sun there to enjoy.
Amazing. Anything and everything. A little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah.
It is. And it being a community-oriented event, there is no admission charge. It's all free.
Wow.
And,
wow.
It's kid-friendly. Jeff, why don't you go on about some of the opportunities for the kids up there?
Yeah. Another thing we wanted to mention, the Children's Museum are putting on a event there in one of the hangars. And it's just going to be a lot of activities that the kids can enjoy. There's going to be the Riverton Modelers Club. We'll be there with several of their aircraft and be able to talk with the kids and hopefully get them enthused about the airport and flying. So we're really looking forward to that. We've done that before. There'll be numerous activities for the kids. So that's been very youngsters have really enjoyed that.
What kid doesn't like flower bombings, planes, cars, food, all of it sounds great.
And music. There will be music throughout the day.
Oh, great. Who you got playing?
There'll be a live band playing throughout the event featuring one of our fellow pilots and musician, Matt Millsap, and his group, String Theory.
Oh, so yeah. String Theory is amazing. Yeah, exactly. They always put on good shows.
Right. So they're happy to, kind of carry things through as the day goes on. So it should be a lot of fun for everybody.
Sounds like it. A little bit of something for everybody. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to get out to the listeners, other things that they can expect at the day, anything they can do to prepare, or maybe just want to shout out any of the sponsors or anything?
Well, if you're driving up, and you're more than welcome to ride your bicycles if you like, but if you're driving, there will be parking provided, so just pay attention when you get up close to the airport, and they'll show you where to put your cars.
Perfect.
Yeah, and as far as sponsor, we better put a few plugs in here because these events take a lot of work, a lot of effort, and and there's a serious investment too for to put these things on the aircraft and what have you. It's just not cheap, especially today. I don't even know what aircraft fuel is going for right now. I'm afraid to look.
Well, and that just shows you that it is just the passionate ones that are doing these types of things right now are the ones that really, really want to, because those prices are pretty serious. So to still be able to do free things, we got to thank our sponsors.
Yep, absolutely. So the Lore Foundation, Amy with Lore, they have stood tall, and they do so much for our community. We've just been so pleased to have them involved and their support. Bailey Enterprise out of Riverton, they have donated and helped out, and they do every year. They stand up for our community and do these great things every year. So we thank Bailey Enterprises. Of course, the Children's Museum, they're volunteers, and folks are taking care of the youngsters, which is great. And the Lander Chamber of Commerce has also been involved, and we appreciate all their help and support. And I guess YDOT, they have grants available for aviation-specific activities, and every year they help out, and without them we couldn't do it. So anyway, that's just a group. And again, our Lapahoa group, it takes a lot of volunteers and a lot of effort to put this together, and every year it's the same group of folks that pitch in and help out, and it's just great. We couldn't do it without them.
Yep, we just like to share our appreciation and love of aviation, and hopefully people will see that it is something that just about everybody can get involved with if they want to. So come on up and have a good time, and look at some cool cars and some cool airplanes.
Totally. And then one last question then, do you guys need any volunteers? I mean, I know it's last minute. Are you guys still looking for volunteers or anything? If so, how could people reach out?
You know, we've been organizing this for about 6 months now, and I think we've got it covered. I think people just need to come up and enjoy. I think, our aviation community has stepped up, and we've got a great group of people. I tell you, it's just amazing. I think we're in good shape. We're ready to pull this off and get things going, and Saturday's the big day. I think we're all great.
Let's have some fun.
I agree, and I think people will have some fun. Once again, that is the Lander Wings and Wheels Air Show, Fly-In and Car Show, happening this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Hunt Field. We just want to say big thank you to Jeff and Dennis for stopping by and filling us in and organizing the event. We appreciate it, guys.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's great.
All right, we're going to unwrap things up here today, and when we come back, some more coffee time after a quick few words from our sponsors.